Leise war gestern, der Time for Metal Podcast.
Ein herzerfrischendes Moin Moin und Jugendtag hier bei Leise war gestern, dem Time for Metal Podcast. Und ich habe hier heute einen Gast bei mir sitzen, der ein bisschen kurios gucken mag, weil er versteht wahrscheinlich nicht ein Wort von dem, was ich hier spreche. Ist auch heute unsere erste Folge in Englisch, so deswegen jeder, der sagt, okay, Englisch ist nicht seins, dann einfach mal auf unsere Webseite timeformetal.eu gucken. Da gibt es dann als Interview ein bisschen ja runtergeschrieben, zusammengefasst. Also demnach könnt ihr das dann lesen, wenn auch nicht hören. So, switching over to English. It's Steve here from Bellacore. My name is Kai from Time for Metal and the Leise war gestern podcast. It's very nice to see you here on the Wacken Open Air before your show. So it will be today on the, I think it's a louder stage.
Headbanger
stage, yeah. And yeah, I will be absolutely there. So how are you feeling? How are you doing?
We are excited. Yeah. We have wanted to play at Wacken for a long time.
Yeah.
So this is a bit of a dream come true for us. So we're very happy.
So you've been in, I think Summer Breeze. You've been in Germany once again, 2015, if I'm right.
We've been to Germany three times.
Three times, yeah.
And Summer Breeze has always been, we've played there three times.
Mm-hmm.
But no other German festivals until this year. So very happy.
What were your feelings about the Wacken Open Air?
Well, obviously we were sad to hear about the rain and the mud, but yeah. I think it's for us the biggest festival achievement we've had, biggest mm-hmm. sort of one we've played. And we've known about it for a long time, and it's been one that we thought we'd love to play, so it came well.
Okay, perfect. So before we chat more about you and everything, I'd like to play a little team roulette with you. So it's the topic roulette for everyone who is new with this podcast. So we have a randomized topic. We talk about this normally 10 minutes in the festival edition of 7.5 minutes. We talk about as far as we like. So if we are 100% drilled to the topic, it's okay. But if you like to go over the border and talk about something else, it's also okay. So it's just that we have a framework to talk about. And after 7.5 minutes, we get a hard cut. And we're not allowed to talk about this topic anymore. So that's everything. So very easy. Any questions?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay, perfect. Then I start it. And the question is for the first topic we have today is different cultures, different music, and the difference in fans.
Okay.
And I have the honor that you are my guest today. So I hand over the microphone to you.
Lovely. I think, obviously, we started in Melbourne. We're from Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And we started, obviously, as a very small band. Nobody knew us. And I think our experience of fans in Melbourne is that they initially were very – they didn't display a lot of emotion.
Okay.
So they stood still. Arms
really?
Were crossed.
Really?
And we didn't know from our first 5 or 10 shows, we really didn't know if people were enjoying our music, we didn't know if they hated us or liked us.
Oh, that's bad.
It was weird. And you would be playing to 5 to 10, 15 people.
Mm-hmm.
It was very intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
I think over time that's changed a little bit, but I would still say Australian fans are a little bit reserved.
Mm-hmm.
So our first time in Germany in 2010, we got a shock. We're happy. Because we could see that at festivals, people were very animated,
right.
And like chanting. These were things we'd never seen before in Melbourne.
Oh, really?
From fans. So, like, oi, 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 or whatever it might be. It was very new. I think that's what we love about coming to Germany and to Europe.
Mm-hmm. Did it change over the years also with your local fans?
A little bit. So for the first time, I would say we've been playing over Melbourne for 15 years now.
Okay.
Last year we toured Australia and it was the first time we've ever felt the Melbourne audience was more like a German or a European.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were louder, they were chanting. So it's taken a long time in our hometown to get mm-hmm. that feeling. So I'd say that's the biggest observation. And we've only really played in Australia, Germany, Portugal, Romania, England.
And any things I heard that the Mexican guys are very, very emotional
yeah.
as a fan and very emotional being part of the concert. So really being part of it.
Yeah.
So that this is really one topic they want to achieve when they visit a concert. Any plans to go to Mexico?
I think there's a few countries like that. So countries we'd like to go to one day that we've heard that are things like Greece,
mm-hmm.
India, Indonesia,
oh, yeah.
Mexico. So we haven't done any of those yet, but I do hear that they are all very different. And like you said, but really are passionate about that.
That passion is the right word for this.
So I can
only see it by myself, and what I see as I'm a lot standing on the stage. So my stage is here, and my stage is on the ears of my listeners, and not really, really on the stage at a festival or concert. If you're standing there and have the feeling, okay, we're playing here, everyone is just enjoying it silently, we're just headbanging, what does it do with you as a band?
I think we feel more relaxed and more happy when the crowd is really enjoying it and sharing that. Mm-hmm. I think if they're enjoying it in their own way, which is peaceful and quiet, that's totally okay. But we just don't know if they're enjoying it or not. Whereas if they're singing and jumping around and chanting and whatever it might be, that puts us at ease. We get excited. And I think we'll probably play it better when that's happening.
Oh, really? Yeah. Do you think that your performance raises up when the audience is active?
I can speak for myself. I think it does. Because it makes me feel like I'm sharing an experience with people who are on my side, all together, all enjoying the day, making me feel relaxed, confident, happy, thankful.
Yeah.
And I think those are all good emotions when you want to perform.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sort of slightly perfectionistic, and we analyze and think a lot about how have we performed.
Oh, yeah.
So I think if the audience is a bit less enthusiastic, it's harder to know how there you go.
And then there's more the feeling, okay, did I anything wrong, or is there...
If we picked the wrong set list or...
Yeah.
Those sorts of thoughts. Whereas if they're doing it, you know that it's all going really well.
Oh, bad, right?
Yeah.
But that's also... If you know the crowd and if you know how the feelings of the crowd is also very positive for you to have a constructive way to think about your performance itself.
Yeah.
I think it's always hard to mirror how good is your play, how good is your, what would you say, how you are and how it's very hard to reflect it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think this is a very, very true reflection, 100% direct. Would it be a shock for you if you will be today on the stage and there's no one in front of the stage?
We would be disappointed if that happened.
So it will not happen. So I will stand in front of it.
Yeah. I think every show is different. And, and we're getting, the more shows you play, the more you come to just have confidence that you're doing what you do well. But I expect today will be a lot of fun. I think we've heard from a lot of people that they're going to be watching and ready to see us and have been waiting to see us. We've never played here at all. We haven't been to Germany in 8 years at all. So I think there's a bit of anticipation, hopefully, to see us.
Yeah. So did Corona crisis change something to the audience for you?
It mainly slowed down the recording of an album.
Uh-huh.
We were in the middle of, we had just finished recording the drums.
Uh-huh.
And then we had to lock down in Melbourne for 3 or 4 months.
It was very hard indeed.
We couldn't leave our home for 2 months.
Wow.
We were limited to one walk per day within 5 kilometers of our house. And that was all. You couldn't drive anywhere. You couldn't, and to get your groceries delivered or go and, prove that you're doing your grocery shop. Nothing else. So it was pretty extreme.
That's really pretty extreme.
Yeah.
Coming back to the topic. From my perspective, it really helped me to enjoy having a band on stage. It really shows me that every moment, every concert is it worth. Yeah, and
don't take it for granted.
And I really need to enjoy more the time I have.
Yes,
and just see. Okay, what bands do I want to see, and what shows do I want to see? So there are some bands with different shows. For example, Iron Maiden yesterday was on the faster stage, harder stage, and the show was, from my perspective, not really nice. But I'm not into the older songs from them, so that's my personal thing. So, but I think I really enjoyed it, even if this was not 100% mine. So that's why I say I really focus more on what it's worth.
Then you realize how quickly it can all go away.
Yes.
You realize you appreciate it more.
Really, really. So is there any band you want to see here? Have you had the chance to see a band?
We really did want to see Iron Maiden, but we got to our hotel a bit late yesterday.
Okay.
So we didn't get to do that, but that was one. There's a band I really like from Canada called Arch Spine.
Mm-hmm.
I think they might be playing here.
I'm not sure.
But no.
And stop. And that's 7.5 minutes is very, very fast.
Quickly, yeah.
Very quickly, yeah. So even if the chat is well, so I've also had some guests which are very, let's say, passive, yeah. So quite, so you ask something, you get just a yes or no. That's not with you, so that's nice. So as I said before, I have the honor to hand over our outro track. So we are payers for GEMA. That's the German company who puts out the money of everyone who plays our music and give it back to themselves and to the actors.
Yeah.
So what outro track do you like? Is it a country track or is it a metal track or some tracks from you?
I think I'm tempted to pick a Bellicle song. Is that okay?
That's okay. Absolutely.
I'd probably like to pick the song for Valence.
Okay.
From our latest album, Coherence.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Why this song?
Well, we're playing it as part of our set at a lot of the shows this tour.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song that we really enjoy playing live, and so far the crowd seems to be enjoying it as well. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's exciting. It's a newer song for us, and it's one that we haven't played in Europe ever before. So
yeah, nice, nice. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thank you
for time. And for everyone who listened now here and we're not so well in English, I will translate everything in German. So you can just read it on our webpage, timeformetal.eu. I think a week after this episode releases. Wäre sehr, sehr blöd, wenn ich das jetzt nur auf Englisch spreche, also demnach auch in Deutsch. Also jeder, der jetzt diese Folge leider nicht mithören konnte, der kann einfach auf timeformetal.eu schauen. Da werde ich das Ganze nochmal zusammenfassen und als Artikel veröffentlichen. Danke euch fürs Zuhören. Thank you again. And now listen to your track here on Leise war gestern, dem Time for Metal Podcast. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Verses.